Well, in your opinion, first of all, why did Chinese state-owned enterprises see such an increase in profit growth in 2017?
Well, the main reason is because the SOEs are becoming more competitive and more efficient in terms of their productivity after a series of very deep reforms. For instance, the change of the shareholding structure, which introduced more private capital into the picture. And the role of the state capital has changed quite a bit. In the past, the state capital not just provides the capital, but also manages the day-to-day operation of the enterprise and selecting the management team. And after the reform, the state capital is taking a back seat to the day-to-day operation of the business. So that gives more authority and more freedom for the management to make their own strategic decisions when it comes to the direction of the enterprise, which also introduced more efficiency and more incentive for the management to do their job well.
Reading from industry data, steel and non-ferrous metals have both turned from deficit to profit. And as data from the finance ministry shows, the two industries experienced losses in 2015 and 16. So what made this change happen? Is it more of the efficiencies taking hold?
Well, for these industries, they are cyclical, meaning that their profits can depend a great deal on the cycle of the business. Especially for their products, they are commodity producers, so commodity prices have a huge impact on their well-being. And in the past 2 years also, we have seen that commodity prices are beginning to rebound, so that would have a positive impact on their bottom line.
Well, what are some of the unsolved challenges or problems in SOE operation currently, and what should be done about them?
Well, I still think it comes down to the efficiency and the incentive system. How do you incentivize, for instance, the management to give their best by, for instance, giving them stock options and other types of ownership stake in the enterprise, but at the same time, how you value the enterprise accurately to not lose state assets unnecessarily. So these are the balance that the future reforms need to strike, and to ensure that the SOE reforms can still bring more and more efficiency.